So I've decided it's only fair if I'm gonna ask you guys to answer these that I come through and answer them myself. I just realized how dumb half of these questions are, and I really hope somebody answers them because it's just funny. Number one, what inanimate object do you wish you could eliminate from existence? And I have a very specific object right at this exact moment. There is this spoon. It's made of wood. Fuck that particular spoon. Number two, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn? So, I do a lot of dance. I teach dance and I make costumes for said dance classes. I've worn some pretty fucking ridiculous things, y'all. Probably most recently have worn a rainbow colored tutu, multi-layered, and it's not really a tutu, I guess it's more like a flowery, flowy, skirty thingy made of Raffia, however you say that project. I always call it Rafiki. I don't know what it's actually called, but I think it's Raffia. But it was pretty awesome. I look like a fucking multicolored daisy. But pretty embarrassing in the same token. Number three is what set of items could you buy that would make the cashier most uncomfortable? I would buy a big ass thing of lube. Chocolate syrup and duct tape and jumper cables. Yeah, just to fuck with them. Number four, in one sentence, how would you sum up GWA? Y'all are some kinky ass people. Love it, but y'all are some kinky ass people. And number five, what would the world be like if it was filled up with male and female copies of me? I really shouldn't have asked this. That poor world. So I'm the clumsiest person in the history of existence, like situationally unaware and just beyond clumsy and careless. And okay, for example, I just got my new debit card on Friday. Just got my new debit card after having mine stolen. Saturday, not even a full 24 hours, y'all. I couldn't find it. Like I had to log on to my bank account and order a new one after just getting it. Oh my God. The poor world. Like if it's just filled up with me, it will be chaotic and there will be no order. Nobody would have a clue what they're doing half the time. Number six is what is the creepiest thing you could say to someone while passing a stranger on the street? You remind me of the babe, and just start singing the song from Labyrinth. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know why I asked that. These are some really silly questions. Sorry, y'all. Number seven, toilet paper over or under? Toilet paper absolutely has to be over. Y'all can fight me on that. Number eight, what is the most ridiculous fact that I know? Okay, so Halloween, my friend in Des Moines, she told me that she found a law in Iowa that they are not allowed to dress their chickens up for Halloween. So all y'all cock wielding people in Iowa, don't be dressing your cocks up on Halloween. Number nine, what is your most embarrassing sexual experience? Ugh. All right, so I was seeing a guy who was living in Minnesota at the time, and I was only able to see him every other weekend. So I'd drive up there, and I was really sick one weekend, and he was really pushy because he wanted to do things, and said, okay, whatever. So start going down on him, whatever, whatever. He gets really into it and like pushes my head down really hard. And I had a really bad gag reflex in that moment because I was sick anyway, and I puked all over his lap. Oh my gosh. All over. Oh, it's so embarrassing to think about. Poor Mark. Mark, if you're out there somewhere, I'm so sorry. Number 10 is what made you start posting on GWA to begin with, and why did you stay? I started posting as a dare, and I didn't stay. Doesn't mean I'm not coming back eventually, maybe. But I didn't stay. Anyway, bye.